Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular Board of Directors meeting. My name is Jennifer, the Executive Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here today. A couple of reminders before we begin. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a comment during the public comment sections of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. You can also give your comment anonymously if you wish to do so. And then third, for our staff presenters today, if you may please state your name before presenting yourself to the board and to the public. And for our board members, if you may please state your name before giving your comments or your questions. With that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov to call the meeting to order. The day is Thursday, October 12, 2023, and the time is 7:49 p.m.
Thank you, Jen. I would like to call Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting to order.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Next, we'll go on to the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you can please stand. Face the flag, put your right hand over your heart, ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. You may please be seated. I'll now report attendance. Mr. Mohamed?
Here.
Ms. Golad Williams?
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano?
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Digba?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Gonzalez? Mrs. Eldon?
Here.
Thank you. And then for the record, Mrs. Eldon is joining us at the location of 1407 West Glen Oaks Boulevard in Glendale. So now we'll be moving on to the approval of agenda. Oh, sorry, before I go into the approval of agenda, our student board member, Ms. Melissa De La Rosa, is not present with us today. So now moving on to the approval of agenda, the ask from the board is to approve the amended agenda with the removal of action item 4C, which is approval of construction manager for MSA 5 CSFP project at 7111 Winneka Avenue. I'll turn it over to Ms. Don Giveros to give an update.
Good evening, everybody. Patrick Botivero, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. I guess we're removing this item from the agenda because we're basically still working on this. We're still doing our due diligence. And so at such time as when we have a recommendation for the board, we will return with this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Donquiveros. So the motion is for the board to approve the amended agenda with the removal of action item 4C. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The amended motion is approved. Now we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. At this time, we did not receive any public comments form, but I'll turn it over to any members of the public that are joining us online or in person. If no public comments at this time, we'll move forward next with the announcements. I'll turn it over to our CEO and Superintendent, Sudhwan Kala.
Good evening, board members, Magnolia family and staff. I'm Fredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent. So for me, today's announcements, first, Melissa is not joining us, but she is attending a very important academic trip, which obviously will lead to her success in graduating and getting into a great college. So we wish her all the luck in her field trip and look forward to seeing her at the next board meeting. Secondly, you know, Dan Sheehan, our board member for over a year, did communicate to me and the board that he did have to step down. Unfortunately, a lot of his priorities right now focused on work and obviously some other competing priorities does require him to step down. So I just wanted to make that announcement and also thank him for his service. He was with us a little bit over a year. He got to learn a lot about Magnolia. We got to learn about him. So we wish him all the best, and I will continue to talk to him to see if there's any other partnerships moving forward. Third, our board chair, McCon, has been invited to attend charter school board member panel conducted by the San Diego Unified Charter School Division on October 18th from 5 to 7 p.m. He will represent Magnolia as he tells other public members, specifically board members, how is it that he's able to work with the board and staff and make sure board meetings are moving in a very quick and expedited fashion. So I invite all of you to attend. Obviously, those in San Diego, you will have a head start because you're closer. So if you are interested in going to that event, just reach out to Jennifer Lara, and she will direct you in the right way. And we're, again, very happy to see that he's going to be sharing those promises and practices. As Patrick spoke about, you know, we do need a little bit more time for the MSA 5 capital project. With everything moving quickly, we're trying to put everything in order. So we are requesting to have a special board meeting November 2nd, 2023. Our next scheduled meeting was November 9th, but we do want to approve this project for November 2nd for everyone to get moving. So Jennifer will share more details, especially establishing forum for that November meeting. So I just wanted to bring that to light so we could plan accordingly. Next, we are going to receive notice from the California Department of Education that we will be receiving official SBAC scores for 22-23 on October 18th. So we definitely will be excited with an indigenous team. A whole Magnolia staff will be happy to present that at the November 9th meeting. We'll have an academic committee meeting and the regular board meeting. So we will present that information at that time. So if you hear things buzzing on October 18th, you know that those scores are now official. And we will share some info even before that meeting. Next is our wonderful school in San Diego, GoCon. I'm not sure if GoCon's online because he wasn't feeling too well, but I know San Diego is online. GoCon, just checking. Are you on? Okay, yes, he wasn't feeling well. But the good news out of San Diego is that our San Diego school was awarded a $50,000 facility planning grant that will allow us to look at different ways to expand on our footprint there in our facility project. It might lead to other facility awards. So we're very happy with that and excited to see what the future holds for our facility there at San Diego. With that, that concludes all of my announcements. I'm going to turn it over back to Jennifer Lara.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. I'll turn it over to the board members if they have any announcements. No announcements from our board members. So now we'll go on next with the approval of minutes from the MPS regular board meeting on September 14th, 2023. Would a board member like to move the motion? Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, and Mr. Albano for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamed?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Albano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldo?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The minutes for September 14th, 2023 has been approved. Now we'll move on to the consent item starting with 2A, approval of updated MPS health and safety policy, and this is regarding COVID-19. I'll turn it over to Mr. Ajar, our Chief Operations Officer.
Good evening, board members. Do you hear me, Jen?
Yes.
Okay. This is a long expected awaited change that was expected from LAUSD board. So we joined actually together for another purpose, but part of the items they approved was removing the language mandatory vaccination and other things from their COVID plan. Part of that, actually, if you look at page number 3, you will see I highlighted, because of this, we will cease requiring proof of vaccination. That's the biggest change. There's a lot of things changing. Proof of vaccination from new hires, contractors, volunteers, third-party facilities users, we're going to stop actually requiring for co-located sites. We were already not requesting from private sites, but now it's going to be completely free of any mandatory language like this one. We will still actually provide free masks and free COVID tests. And after that, after the approval, actually, we will still continue following the COVID cases for the students. And then we will report actually outbreaks, 3 or more, in 7 days, not 14 anymore, in 7 days. So these are the biggest changes in my little 1 minute. Yeah. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Ajar. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, would you have any questions or comments?
Steven, I want to ask you if you can follow up to see if we can have a budget in case that we don't get any more COVID funds for the following academic year for these requirements, like masks.
Oh, for the PPP?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we can get a look on, take a look on that, in case that the state doesn't fund us anymore.
Yeah, we were getting funds from, I'm sorry, Steve Madrash, from schools. We were getting funds from county. The county offices were helping us quite a bit. I don't know that we're going to continue to get funds, but I can certainly take a look into it and get back to you.
Yeah, and then if we don't, if we can budget that, which is cool, make sure we have to.
Incorporate that into
Any other comments or questions on the board before we approve? If not, the motion is for the board to approve the updated NPS health and safety policy. Would a board member like to move the motion? Thank you, Dr. Yabano. Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamed?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yabano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickert?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Now we'll move on to consent item 2B, approval of 2023-24 compliance monitoring and certification of board compliance review for MSA Santa Ana. I'll turn it over to Mr. Yunus, our Chief Accountability Officer.
Good evening, dear board members, and our member of the community. David Dimas, Chief Accountable Officer. We'll be very brief. This is an annual required item by our authorizers. Item B by the CDE for MSA Santa Ana, and item C by LAUSD for our LAUSD authorized schools. We are certifying that we are compliant in all the areas listed on those documents. 19 areas for MSA Santa Ana, 29 areas for our LAUSD schools. Our home office departments review all those systems, procedures, and compliance items and ensure that, you know, our schools are compliant and we support them with those. The authorizers do oversight visits annually and check for those items and provide us with reports. So our principals have signed it. We are asking that you certify it. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Yilmaz. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments? Okay, since Mr. Yilmaz did report out for consent item 2B and 2C, I'll read both motions since the same thing. So for 2B, the motion is for the board to approve the 2023-24 compliance monitoring and certification of board compliance review for MSA Santa Ana. Would a board member like to move the motion? Thank you, Dr. Yabano. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Dickfish, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamed?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yabano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickfish?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. The motion carries. And then for 2C, the motion is for the board to approve the 2023 to 24 compliance monitoring and certification of board compliance review for MSA 467 and below. Would a board member like to move the motion? Thank you, Dr. Yelpin. Is there a second? Thank you, Mr. Mohammed, for a second, and I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammed?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Kowaduli?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yelpin?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldo?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Our board members, the motion carries. Now we'll move on to information discussion items, starting with 3A, enrollment update, and this is regarding census pay enrollment update and projection. So I'll turn it over to Dr. Lopez, our chief experimental officer.
Good evening, board members and everyone joining us on the call. Today, I want to present the updates regarding our census day numbers. So we, as I've been communicating throughout the school year, and previous school year regarding our systems and the importance of making sure that our enrollment protocols and procedures are aligned and really the efforts of all of our school sites. We have some good news to report in that our census day numbers definitely increased from the previous school year. Our goal from the previous school year that we had set the projected enrollments during the school board were 3730, and we finished at 3715, so only 15 students shy from our actual projected numbers. So, I mean, we should play the lottery with those numbers. We were so close. No, I'm just kidding. So with that, scrolling up, we can see with the enrollment numbers, our students, our enrollment numbers are here broken down by school site. If you keep scrolling up, you can see some of the school sites that had the biggest gains are highlighted in green. So as you saw, the projected enrollment board adopted numbers are 700 for MSA 1, and they ended up at 713 for MSA 1. For MSA 2, 530, they ended at 532. MSA 3, 400 was the projected enrollment. We had discussed an adjustment of 390, but they ended at 391. So still looking at last year's census day numbers, they were at 379 last year. So this year they're at 391. So that is that huge momentum we saw. For MSA 4, their projected numbers are 120. They ended at 124. MSA 5, we did come under what our goal was for this school year, and we it's something that we're discussing in terms of systematic change and support that need to happen for the school, but still very proud of them for continuing to push up until the last day. MSA 6, 110, they ended right at their goal, 110. MSA 7, 287, just shy seven students. But still, again, if you look at the reason why they're highlighted green is we're looking at that census day number from the previous year. So we saw gains of 15 to 20 students or more with those students. For MSA Bell, their projected number was 394 and they ended at 404. Santa Ana, 520, they ended at 504. And MSA San Diego, their goal was 430 and they ended at 439. If we continue to scroll up, you're going to see the fiscal impact. As y'all saw in my last report last month, I worked with Dr. Budraja, our CFO, to look at what the fiscal impact would look like in meeting those goals or not meeting those goals. And so you see that most of our schools are in the positive for having met those goals or exceeded those goals. We do have four of our 10 schools who didn't meet their goals, but it's a drastic difference from where we were in September 7th when we first presented these numbers to you. As of September 7th, we were at negative 723,800, and we ended up now at on October 4th census day, the first Wednesday of October, at 333,500. So that's just a significant effort that goes to show, you know, systems really make that impact. Our schools are seeing that in that connection, the investment in our communities, our families, and really the whole as the work that we've been doing, and as our CEO, Superintendent Alfredo, talked about when it comes to our SBAC gains in academics. We're just seeing this tremendous growth overall. So thank you again for our board and for our community for really having the patience and understanding to know it doesn't happen overnight. It really takes time and it's a collective effort. So just wanted to bring those updates to you.
Thank you, Dr. Lopez. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments?
Thank you. It's not a bit better than I expected. I appreciate the work that you have put into improving the processes so that it turns out this for enrollment. Do you have any insight into why we are behind the MSA Pius and Santana?
So there is discussion that's going into it more in depth, and that's something we're looking at, not just one of the items that we talked about previously is the importance not just of recruiting new families, but really retaining our families and really understanding what the needs of our families are. Some of that has to do with retaining our families from the previous year and making sure at least I can speak for MSA 5 on that, that it really is something that we're looking to improve when it comes to the perception of facilities, right? And understanding that we need that. And that's something that is out of our locus of control immediately when it comes to this specific area. When it comes to Santa Ana, that requires more in-depth analysis. There are some theories that we have, but as you're a scientist, you know, there's theories and then there's proof and then there's evidence, right, to support that. So that's something we have to dive into. One of the systems that was created, and again, it's not something that I've done solely. This is really kudos to the academic team, Lydia Woods, who's really worked on the importance of tracking specific information. So like any student who entered our school year, our schools during the school year, and any student who left our schools during the school year, really understanding the why are they leaving the school? What is it that they're leaving for? Is it something outside of our control? Is it something within our control? Maybe it's an after-school program. Maybe it's, you know, it's something in the community that we've talked about before, whether it's a specific academic program that families are looking for. So that does require more discussion, especially because we were looking to end at a different number. And so it's going to require more of that, Dr. Yapanel. So I wouldn't want to give you a response without doing more of the analysis and actually looking at the numbers.
Yeah, but I mean, given that the state is losing so many students, being able to keep up enrollment for most of the schools is a great success. Thank you for your hard work.
Yeah, thank you to the entire team for their hard work. Yes.
Any further comments or questions from the board?
I just want to add that it's very much appreciated the fact that we've been kept up to date step by step, every step of the way, through board meetings and, of course, your meetings throughout. So that kept us going, what to expect and what came out about it. And of course, teamwork and every tools that you use. Once you analyze what happens in those schools, I think we can intervene in a much better manner as well. But yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Thank you. I attribute that to our fearless leader, Alfredo, because he, regardless, you know, we have our conversations weekly, we do our check-ins, and regardless if it's good news or bad news, we have to be transparent with the information, and that's something that he's heard loud and clear from the board, that transparency is key. And so even sometimes we're like, especially myself, right? Like, please don't shoot the messenger. Like, I have to come and be accountable for it, and it keeps me on my toes. And so sometimes I don't want to represent certain numbers, you know, but it's something that we are responsible for, and we're going to continue to do that. So that's, thank you to Alfredo for doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any last comments or questions? If not, thank you.
No, I just really want to quickly just, this is Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO Superintendent. I just want to commend Dr. Lopez and her team. And as she said, it is a collective work, but through her leadership, the way she's coached the community school coordinators, the PACE, work with the accountability team, and understanding all the pieces that make this work, she was very patient. And she's created great systems and relationships with these people. So those, what you see here is a fruit of that hard work. So thank you, Dr. Lopez, for your hard work. And as they say, we continue to meet the next goal.
Yeah.
So.
On to the next.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, since this was just an informational item, no action will be needed. So now we'll be moving on to action items, starting with 4A, approval of MSA 3 administration plan for 2023 to 2025. This will be presented by Mr. Osel, principal at Magnolia Science Academy 3.
Greetings, board members. This is Zig Osel from Magnolia Center in Carson. Distinguished members from office and public. So I'll present the MSA 3 administration plan, organizational plan to switch to convert one of the positions of Dean of Academics positions to assistant principal position. And the purpose of this one, actually, like I'll in the slides in front of you, or if this it can be screened, the public can see, and those who are on the Zoom can see. It is we had assistant principal for the last 2 years due to last year's fiscal stabilization plan, that and due to leaving of that team member, we did not. We did not fill that position, and it stayed. We continued with our current administration with three dean of academics, two dean of academics, and one dean of students. Due to the dynamics and the current needs of MSA 3, and for to support for academics as we are going into renewal and delegating important tasks with the parents and community engagement, I'm here to present and ask the board's approval for the assistant principal position to be reinstated at MSA 3. And we, to inform the public and our board, we enrolled 126 new students this year, and I added like additional two coming. At the time of while I was drafting this paper, and currently we added on top of two, we added two more students. And as Dr. Lopez presented, 391 is our census day number. Actually, currently it is three, and one more student we were able to add, 392. And currently MSA 3, we have with the challenges we face from academics to ADA, to parent engagement, and we Prop 39, its challenges getting permission for every single after school activity we do. It requires like more admin involvement with all these type of demanding tasks. And in addition, the new teachers that we work with, that they require also more coaching and to improve our staff retention. And we made a lot of in our initial like the aspect data informed us that we have to make big shifts and changes and structural improvement. We did that on a scale of the teacher schedules, and it requires more on admin support in those areas. And this year we are adding, I'm so happy to announce here that we are offering more college courses during the school time from with the partnership with LA Harbor College. And right now our admins are really packed busy. And right now these additional tasks, all these you see, that requires me right now to ask one of our existing deans to, or from the within the Magnolia, if any qualified candidate comes, to be promoted to the position to effectively navigate in these waters. And currently, the analysis, we are not adding an additional admin to our structures, just conversing one dean position to admin an assistant principal position. Impact, like well functioning school, more collaboration, and then when on the time that I'm absent, the assistant principal to run and the operational aspect in regards to Prop 39 maintenance. And budget implication with this one, even if our student number is, our goal was 400 and we were currently with the, slightly we are behind with our numbers, budget impact is 5,000. However, we, with the staff hiring and with, we had like significant cost saving when it comes to our new teacher hiring, we were able to allocate, we weren't able to use all the funding over there. So, by the way, we are receiving new students daily, even if census day passed, even yesterday, one more student enrolled, one more sixth grade. We have more enrollment in the sixth grade group. So we are hitting at this time, our goal is ADA to make sure our ADA improves so that we can make more saving around there. When we made the budget, our ADA was around was made around 90.5, and we are aiming to increase the ADA to make more saving. And with this, even if $5,000 budget implication, it will be, it's going to impact more MSA 3 community in the areas of academics, facility related, operation, parent relations, community relations. This position will make the admin emphasis on these areas effectively. So here I'm ready to answer any questions from the board.
Thank you, Mr. Rossell. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public?
Yes, this is Alfredo Balcaba, CEO Superintendent. Just so the board knows, obviously when we do instructional rounds, academic team, home office team members, we have these discussions with the school sites in terms of what's the best organizational structure and supports the school need. And then after we have those discussions, they do present these org structures and we go over the reasoning, things like that, which Zeke did this presentation to the C team before this meeting. So we did sign off on this org structure for all the reasons he mentioned. And what's most important is obviously MSA 3 is a renewal school. They will go up for renewal to LACO August 2024 with a decision hopefully coming in November. So we as a senior leadership team do believe this is the best structure for us as we seek approval from.
Is there any questions or comments from the board?
This is Mekhan. Thank you, Mr. Rossell, for the presentation. Just trying to understand, we had this position, but it was vacant this past year or so far.
So last year, as the board recalls, we did have to do fiscal stabilization plans for three schools. One of the schools was three, so we did have to eliminate one position. One admin, so instead of having five, MSA 3 has four now.
Okay, now I recall.
Yeah.
It happened that the admin was leaving also.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so what Zeke is asking here is simply to just still keep the four, but then to create an opportunity for there to be a vice principal. And the difference between a vice principal, dean of academics, dean of students, is they have the ability to do both at a very high level. And in this case, if the employee does it, then through our efforts, accelerate their growth to be good at both, similar to a principal. So this is kind of what he's asking, given the two major priorities for MSA 3, which would be the academic improvement of all the our students. You got to see the NWA data before we left for the new year, and then you'll get to see the SFAC data. And then the second piece is, with all our school sites, it's great that we have the enrollment we do. Now the other factor is the ADA. Now we have to make sure that the ADA is strong. And MSA 3, you know, we've had challenges when it comes to ADA, you know, hovering between 90%, 92%. And even pre-pandemic days, we were at 95%. While all the other schools were 96%. So Zeke and the team working with us, we identify that. So focusing on those two elements, having that person support Zeke.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
The 5,000, is that a one-time thing? Is it a monthly thing or is it a yearly thing?
Yearly.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Any further comments or questions from the board? No further questions. The motion is for the board to approve the revised MSA 3 administration structure and organizational chart for 2023 to 2025. Would a board member like to move the motion?
Yes. Second.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Dr. Yapanol for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Digbash?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Now we'll move on to action item 4B, approval of request for proposal for MSA's and an ACES grant after school program subcontract administration. This will be presented by Mr. Ajar, our chief academic officer.
Good evening, board members and members of the community. I'm Ajar, chief academic officer. This item is a response to NRFP for the need of MSA Sanana after school program. My department supports the expanded learning opportunities programs before after school programs. Firstly, I would like to thank all the vendors, partners submitting to this RFP. Also thank the school team and collaborating and working with us on finding the best fit and solution for the school. I'm going to turn over to Andras Milter, our Expanded Learning Opportunities Program Coordinator, to present the item. Andras?
Good evening, board. Andras Milter, ELOP Coordinator for Magnolia Public Schools. So with today, we want to propose that we recommend that the board approve that we bring on Think Together as the vendor to run MSA Santa Ana's school education and safety program for the remainder of the 2023-24 school year. Just a little background. As you know, ACES across after school programs across the state of California are going through changes and challenges. The challenges that we see at MSA Santa Ana is not foreign to any of the challenges that are going on across the state. And so right now, Santa Ana has a wait list of students that are looking to get into the program. And the reason being is because of staff shortages with us. So the list of qualified candidates to help fill those vacancies at MSA Santa Ana. And so we are having some challenges as far as trying to fill those vacancies so we can remove students off of the wait list. And so the solution that we decided to come up with was to present is to contract subcontract services for the remainder of the school year to a vendor that has capacity and the ability to retain and hire qualified staff so we are able to service our parents for MSA Santa Ana. And so we are presenting this RFP proposal and recommendation to you all. So for us, the process was created from a rubric based on state guidelines throughout the state of California. And so they were divided into two sections, effectiveness and program effectiveness. And so with the CBO effectiveness, what we decided to do was to based off of the RFP that was submitted by the different vendors, how does their mission, how does their organizational structures and systems align with Magnolia? And so we wanted to make sure that their system best with ours. And then with programming effectiveness, we wanted to make sure that the programming that they offer that our students that align with us on the school day and then have the adequacy to make sure that we're offering the best and high quality after school programming to our parents and our as well as so as you see on the different rubric sections how we graded on each. And so the final score was decided based off of scale of 0 through 4. So 0 means applicable, not applicable, meaning we not see any evidence of this within their program, within their RFP, and even within their visit. And so a 4, meaning that this was an area that they extremely excelled in with us. And so each person on the had to grade based the RFP based off of their opinion of what they think, where they landed on. And so the final score for each vendor was taken off the average of each individual sub category, and then come up with the final score with their. So at the bottom, so out of the 4 vendors, we had 4 different vendors. We had Empower, TCC, Taveri, Cavaliero, Empower Scholars together, is to pro after school all-stars. And so based off of ranking, together came in number 1 at 3.37 and 3.33. Is the pros was last at 2.55, and then after school all-stars came in at 2.95. And so the impact that we see here is the qualified would then immediately impact and provide services to our students, make sure that we are offering the best quality that we can for our students. So what budget implications, what that one means is, so the ACES grant each school year, Anna is awarded around $200,000. Because we are in the middle of the school year, so as of right now, we'll be awarding the vendor, the subcontractor services, around $193,000, $308.70, with matching around $30,000, with the vendor matching around $30,000 as well. And so I just wanted to open up the floor for any questions that any other board or public may have.
Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments?
Do we have anything in place to assess the service that they're providing us in him?
Yes. This is Arvin Chajar, Chief Academic Officer. Andras, you want to mention their internal quality systems that they have in place?
Yeah, so as of right now, with the internal system that they have in place, they're running the program internally according to the different things that they do have the capacity to do. And so with they're running after school, they have a physical education component, they have a homework component, and then they also have clubs component that are running simultaneously that they are during the school year as well. I hope that was able to answer your question.
So I'll piggyback on this. We think together, our partner, they're serving a number of other migrant schools. We do meet with them regularly with their leadership teams, with Andras and I. So we do go over their quality metrics. And what they have is that their internal staff, so they have staff members not serving the schools coming and auditing internally based on their internal quality metrics, the program quality and effectiveness. So there is that internal metrics that they have. And then in our monthly meetings, they do share their metrics with us, results, which they do also have regular meetings with school site leaders, principals. Then we cross-check, the program effectiveness, the impact, the quality, the areas that we need to improve and collaborate together. So that's all streamlined for the past year. We are close monitoring their surveys that they do with students, parents, and staff as well. There are a number of improvements we think that we couldn't see with other vendors, so that's why we chose to think together.
Thank you.
Any further comments or questions from the board?
the budget portion, is a match completed by think together? Can you guys tell us how that works?
Yes. ACES programs, they require cash contribution, the match contributions.
And
schools have to normally come up with a certain amount in return for
correct,
giving it, right?
Yes.
So in this case.
So in this case, we do provide we do provide a number of things. You know, we provide the access to the facilities, the location, the rent, and the use of the facilities. That's the bulk of it. Then we do provide some materials, equipment, and we also have staff overseeing the program from our end. And those add up to our matching contributions to the program.
Yeah, it's just that on the budget, I saw that, maybe I read it wrong. It says cash match contributed by Think Together. Seems like they are contributing as well. Certainly.
Yes, they do have their internal matching contribution.
I just want to know the form of it. Is it like in the form of the services or in the form of like on the page 29?
In the form of services, of course.
Okay, yeah. So let's say if we were to pay for a certain service instead of sending us money, they would just
provide the services.
Provide a service in return and then bill it.
Yes.
And then show it as a cash that they contributed to the
correct
program.
Correct.
Because program is more than our grant.
That's correct.
But there is no cost to the school.
Yes.
Like dollar cost.
No, we do. Right. We pay them, we give them the entire ACES fund amount.
Other than grant.
Yeah, yes. There are no other additional costs.
Additional costs.
Correct.
To the school. And the reporting goes through them again to the state.
Correct. All reporting is done by Think Together. The quarterly reports, the attendance reports.
And
we have copies of
them. Of course, we do have copies.
Yes.
And so the ACES has requirements of certain number of students have to attend and all of that.
Yes, they do have those calculations. And they have, in our meetings, we go over several numbers. One is the enrollment number, how many attending. And then we have the ABA number. Because by design of the program, we have their certain kids they need to show up. And then as they show up, we claim them as attended. That's why that's the challenge. So we need to have quality programs for kids to show up every day. As they show up every day, we mark them present and claim ADA for the
If I may, and then also the site coordinators at each site weekly send Ardent and I weekly updates about the different programs that they're offering at the school. And then also different challenges that they may see, strengths that they may have. And then also they send us weekly attendance numbers. So that way we can make sure that the principal, they send that to us. And then they also send that to the principal to make sure that they are still in line with each other.
And we work with them at any other sites?
Yes. We have Think Together at MSA 1, MSA 2, MSA 3, MSA 4, and MSA 6.
It would have been easy if you told us we didn't have this.
Any last comments or questions from the board? If not, the motion is for the board to approve Think Together as the vendor to run MSA Santa Ana's After School Education and Safety ACES program for the 2023-24 school year. Would a board member like to move the motion? Thank you, Dr. Yopino. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammeda, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammeda?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yopino?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldo?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. As stated during the approval of agenda, action item 4C has been removed. So now we'll move on to 4D, approval of written determinations and findings for MSA 5 CSFP project at 7111 Winnetka Avenue. This was presented during the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting held earlier today. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohammed. If you may please brief the board on the discussion.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, this item was brought to the Facilities Committee meeting. Basically, if this item is for a purpose of this item is to request funding from MSA 5 project that we are working on. In order to have access to those funding, we have to have gone through certain tests that needed to be done
And in this case, NSA 5 went through things like a, that our site is not or has not been waste disposal site or a hazardous substance release site or site that doesn't contain pipelines and that's not in the proximity or very close to being freeways and such. So this team has conducted these tests and recommends that the NSA 5 site is free of such things and proposes for the board to sign off on it and send it off to the state so that we can get further funding. So Patrick, if there is anything else you'd like to add for the rest of the board, basically that's what I thought of the meeting.
Yes. Hi, this is Patrick Contiveros, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. Good evening. I think Board Member Mohamedov summarized it perfectly. Basically, we conducted a battery of tests to meet state requirements. And so we did the tests, and they all demonstrate evidence that the site is appropriate for a school.
Thank you, Mr. Montiveros and Mr. Mohamedov. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any additional questions or comments related to this item?
Did the facilities committee meeting have anything?
No, we don't. Ms. Gonzalez, other facility committee member, also was present at the meeting. We do not have anything further to add. It's for the most part pretty straightforward in terms of the OPSC requirements, and also it's part of the receiving the award from CSFP, the charter school facility fund. So yeah, we don't have any further questions. Staff, it's actually pretty straightforward.
Thank you.
Any last comments or questions? Not the motion is for the board to approve the resolutions attached as Exhibit A for purposes of securing funding of an advanced preliminary apportionment for site acquisition funds for the campus project at 7111 Winnega Avenue for Magnolia Science Academy 5. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Nikon.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamed. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamed?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Jigbush?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldo?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Our last item is action item 4E, approval of general contractor for MSA 110 improvement project at 18242 Sherman Way, GEM building. This was also presented at the Upcoming Facilities Committee meeting, which the committee did recommend for their approval. I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamed to brief the board.
Thanks, Jennifer. Yes, this was the other item that was discussed and approved at the Facility Committee meeting. As we will recall, Magnolia Science Academy 1 had purchased it, which we call it a GEM building, next to the site. So this item before us is basically to approve a general contractor to do the basically converting it into a gymnasium. Staff thoroughly went through the RFP process, and I had the chance to be part of the interview for three of the four companies that submitted the bidding. And I want to take an opportunity and thank the staff, Alfredo, Patrick, Mustafa, Steve, and the rest of the team who were present. There was extensive questioning and asking about the project and going through the thorough elimination. As a result, staff proposed to work with EPI, EPI Construction. I believe a representative from EPI is also here to answer some of our questions later on. EPI has extensive experience with working charter schools, in and around the area, Los Angeles, and they are local for being in Studio City. There is one point where EPI is expected to pull the permit for the demolition before the construction starts. So committee made sure that that will be overseen by EPI, but will be completed by the, is that quality environmental?
Quality environment.
Yes, that which we had approved a while back to do the demolition. However, as Mustafa had pointed out, when we submitted to the city, we did not submit separate permits. We submitted a single permit for the construction and demolition. So now it's just a matter of GC with a license pulling it out of the city, which is ready. So in this regard, EPI is expected to finish the project by May 2024, given that demolition is done by and finished by November 1st. So staff also advised that they are on track to finish the demolition on time so that we can expect EPI to have it ready for us May of 2024. Gymnasium, of course, will add will be a tremendous addition to MSA 1 activities to be able to offer arts and many other programs that we're not able to do as of now. So this was discussed and approved at facility meeting. And Patrick, please feel free to fill us in and introduce the EPI.
Yes. Hi, this is Patrick Ontiveros again, General Counsel, Director of Facilities. Good evening, everybody. Director Mohamedov summarized it perfectly. We went through a selection process to undertake the attendant improvement project for the JAM building, 18242 Sherman Way. You'll recall that many moons ago, the board approved the purchase of the property. It's more or less sat vacant because it's doesn't have the right certificate of occupancy. So we hired an architect to prepare a set of plans, very basic improvement plan, just add restrooms, meet code, and to allow educational use. So we submitted those. The permits are ready to issue. We issued an RFP for general contractor services, received several bids, formed a selection committee, interviewed, and based on that, those interviews, the selection committee believes that EPI Construction is the best partner for us on this project.
One thing I want to add, Patrick, if I may, funding for this project will come through the reserves. Maybe Steve, you can expand on that.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mahoga. I'm Steve Woodroger, CFO at Magnolia Public Schools. So on my team, the finance team, myself, we ran some analyses based on our adopted budget for 2024, factoring in our 22-23 unaudited actuals and adjusting for the fund balance, and then also taking a look at preliminary projections as it relates to our first interim report for 23-24. So this is sort of a projection based on the information. We don't have first interim data available as of yet. This is our best estimate. And so based on the projected enrollment, we have 708 in year one, which is the current year, 710 and 767 in the two subsequent years. We anticipate that the school site will be able to meet all of its financial obligations, including payroll, book supply services, and the other capital outlay. For the current and two subsequent years, the school site has a sufficient ending fund balance, even with these additional costs of about $1.84 million. We're still projecting an ending fund balance of cash balance, I should say, of about $5.7 million in the current year, and then down to $5 million, about $4.7 million. So we do have sufficient reserves. The school has been generating net income for several years now, and about $1.5 million last year. So we are not concerned in any way in regards to the school's ability to pay for these loans.
Thank you, Steve.
So this is Patrick again. So I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce Colin Beal. He's with EPI Construction. I thought he could maybe say a few words about EPI, his work experience with charters.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, board members, for having me this evening. My name is Colin Beal. I'm Vice President, Senior Project Manager for EPI Construction. We're a commercial contractor based in Studio City. Our four principals, which I'm one of, offer over 125 years of combined experience. We have extensive experience with charter schools. Probably built more charter schools in LA than anyone. Personally speaking, my team has either completed or in process of completing over $100 million worth of charter school business in the last 6 years, ranging from $100,000 bathroom remodel to $17 million 35,000 square foot building. So if there's any questions?
Much. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? No, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I want to thank EPI Construction for coming in. And MSA One is our jam.
Right.
It's
right.
Our first school.
Okay.
It's very, very dear to us, just right. As other schools are. Mm-hmm. But we can't help but mention that. So we look forward to seeing a building that will serve our kids, community, of course, and we look forward, team and yourselves working, and board is always open, team's always open to make sure that things go as smooth as that they should.
Right.
Things might come up all the time. After all, it's a construction business. But yeah, we look forward to, you know, operating and having this done in a timely manner within budget.
Within budget and with emphasis.
I fully understand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
Any further comments or questions from the board before reading the motion? If not, the motion is for the board to approve the selection of EPI Construction, Inc. as the general contractor for MSA One's tenant improvement project at 18242 Sherman Way for a total fee of $1,839,853.56, inclusive of the approximately 4% contractor's contingency, which is $67,486,000.60, and a 4% general contractor fee, $67,486,000.60, and further approve that MPS staff be authorized to negotiate an international services contract for said services in such form as MPS staff may deem appropriate and in the best interest of MPS. Would a board member like to make the motion? Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Yabunov, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Kovadubians?
Abstain.
Abstain. Dr. Yabunov?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dikbush?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldum?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. We have 4 yeses, 1 abstain. Regardless, the motion is still carried. So with that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I'll turn it over to Amado, if you may please adjourn. The time is 8:51 p.m.
Thank you, Jennifer. I would like to adjourn Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, son.
Thank you.